The Senate will please come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Beyer, Beyer, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Edwards, Farioli, Farioli, George, George, Gerard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Olson, Olson, Brzezinski, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Shields, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Telfer, Thompson, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senator Courtney. Our invocation today is from Senator Rod Monroe from Clackamas and Multnomah Counties.
Thank you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your many blessings on this small group of public servants. We would ask that you would continue to bless us, bless our leader, Senator Courtney. We thank you for your blessings on Senator George, giving him a new little baby girl. Children are God's creatures. We also thank you for bringing Senator Morse back to us with his great wisdom and discernment and getting him over his health crisis. We need him here with us. Now, Lord, we would ask that you would continue the blessings and give us the ability to work together for all of the people of Oregon. Give us humility, give us discernment, so that this short session may be successful in your eyes and in the eyes of the people of this great state. Amen.
Courtesies of the Senate. Recognize Senator Winters.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, please extend courtesies to my intern, Brandon Richards, who is a student at Willamette, a poli-sci with a econ major, major. And he will be with me throughout the session and hopefully beyond.
Brandon, welcome to the Senate, and courtesies are extended to you. Further courtesies of the Senate. Recognize Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my honor today to introduce my grandchildren. Sophie Marie, standing right here. Her real name is Sophie Marie Mariah Montana, me too. maybe. And next to her is the oldest granddaughter, age 6, is Josie Ray, who is sometimes known as Jayhawk Josie or Jay Ray. And they're along with us. And over here to my right is my son, Eric Nelson, the Green Republican. And over to my left, she's right here, his daughter-in-law, Gail, who has recently been appointed as the executive director of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. So I wish you would give them courtesies and send us. It's fun to have them here.
Welcome to the Senate, the Nelson contingency, the Pendleton contingency, and courtesies are extended to you. Are there any further courtesies of the Senate? Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Atkinson.
Thank you. Madam President, just a point of clarification and thanks for Jackson County Commissioner John Rasher. John, in his spare time and passionate hobby, is flying helicopters. And some of you might recall he was the person who found the Kim family in a southwestern Oregon tragedy several years ago. Well, just this last weekend, we had a couple of mushroom pickers who got lost, and Commissioner Rasher volunteered his time, jumped on his Robinson, flew out, and found them. And so we just want to say thank you to Commissioner Rasher. And I should also tell you an interesting side note about how small of a community Oregon is. The commissioner is Speaker of the House Bruce Hanna's brother-in-law. So in southwestern Oregon, we're all kind of related anyway, but that's another remonstrance. But we do want to say thank you very much to the commissioner and job well done.
Thank you. Further remonstrances? Messages from the governor.
To the Honorable President of the Senate of the 76th Legislative Assembly, attached to the list of governor's appointments to state boards and commissions subject to Senate confirmation in the manner provided ORS 171562 and ORS 171565. These appointments and reappointments are submitted for your consideration and will be effective upon Senate confirmation. Sincerely, John A. Kitzhaber, Governor. Director of Department of Consumer and Business Services, Patrick Allen. Director of Department of Corrections, Colette Peters. Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Patrick Garrett. Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, Bradley Embers. James Bomberger, Dory Davis, Philip Johnson, Steve Churgerson, Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Peacock Sutherland, State Aviation Board, Paul Hudgens, State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Ann Golding, Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Lee Ayers-Probosky, John Mark Eddy, Daryl Larson, Trust for Cultural Development Board, Carl Morris, Lee Weinstein, Employment Relations Board, Catherine Logan, Environmental Quality Commission, Edward Armstrong, Morgan Ryder, Health Information Technology Oversight Council, Kenneth Carlson, Eric Doolin, Oregon Health Insurance Exchange Corporation, Lou Savage, Oregon Health Policy Board, Carla McKelvey, Land Conservation Development Commission, Sherman Lamb, Trustees of the State Library, Sam Hall, Raymond Miao, Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Kim Duncan, Todd McGrath, State Board of Massage Therapists, Carol Chapman, Mechanical Board, Linda Kennedy, Gerald Truman, Oregon Medical Board, Angela Turner, Oregon State Board of Nursing, Gary Hickman, Board of Commissioners, Port of Portland, Tom Ceruta, Psychiatric Security Review Board, Susanna Alba, Bennett Gardner, Eric Johnson, Jenna Morrison, Charmaine Roberts, Public Employees Retirement Board, John Thomas, Ronnie Wiswall, Public Employee Officials Compensation Commission, Edwin Hardinen, Board of Public Safety Standards and Training, Larry Blanton, Lisa Sattel, Dana Simpson, Public Utility Commission, Susan Ackerman, Quality Education Commission, Beth Garreau, Gail Rasmussen, Marilyn Russell, Doug Wells, Oregon Racing Commission, Christopher Dudley, Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Nicole Gaffney, Joel Glass, Michael LaFour, State Board of Licensed Social Workers, Donna Henderson, Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, Sasha Buchert, Paige Clarkson, Silas Halloran-Steiner, Nathan Kirby, State Board of Tax Practitioners, Dorothy Hudson, Teacher Standards Practices Commission, Olga Cobb, Mark Gerard, Heidi Seif, TriMet Board, Travis Stovall, Bruce Warner, Commission for Women, Jana Birch, Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, David Anderson, Carol Duncan, Elena Guinea, Marcy Wichman, Oregon Workforce Investment Board, Suzanne Brown.
The governor's executive appointments are transmitted to the president's office for a referral. Senator Bonas Anderson, for what purpose do you rise?
Turn to courtesies, please.
Senator Bonas Anderson, without objection, please return to your courtesy.
I'm so sorry. They were in the gallery and they just walked out now. Claire Pence and his family was here, and they just submitted pictures to me from the Heroes Memorial. I had bought a brick for my father, and it says B.J. Bud Monas, U.S. Navy, World War II, 1942 to 1946. He took pictures of it, and I just wanted courtesies extended to him.
Thank you very much. Courtesies of the Senate are extended to you. Further courtesies. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers to inform you that they have signed House Concurrent Resolution 201.
Reports from committees. In accordance with SR 8.55 sub 1, committee report summary number 1 was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the journal and status report so ordered. Propositions and motions. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 209 recognizing and honoring achievements of Terry Jean Frohmeyer.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 202 in memoriam of Mark Hatfield, 1922-2011. Senate Concurrent Resolution 204, the quest of Oregon women's health, concerning center women politics and policy, commemorating centennial of women's suffrage in Oregon. Senate Concurrent Resolution 205 in memoriam of Betty Roberts, 1923-2011. Senate Bill 1510 relating to ocean resources and declaring emergency.
Pass to calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate. Announcements. Recognize Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you very much, Madam President. And Senate Democrats, we will caucus promptly at noon. We have a very important and very packed agenda, so please eat your lunch ahead of time and be at caucus promptly at noon. Thank you, Madam President.
Further announcements. Senator Farioli? No announcements. Further announcements? If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 7th.